Stilo Development Group and the town of Tucson need the U.S. Forest Service to approve the development, but the Forest Service has said in the past it would substantially and adversely affect the Grand Canyon and nearby tribal lands. A Stilo spokesman says the proposal reflects changes in water use and the size of the development. The Kaibab National Forest is reviewing the proposal to see if it aligns with existing laws and regulations. If that proposal clears, an environmental review and public comment will follow. Bridget Dowd, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
An Italian developer in the town of Tucson are requesting access to 5 miles of forest roads and utility corridors outside Grand Canyon National Park. The draft application would help the town develop property for affordable housing and the Italian developer Stilo the ability to build a hotel, conference center, and restaurants. Joining me to discuss this is Brady Harris, Vice Mayor of Tucson. Mr. Vice Mayor, good morning.
Morning.
So, from your perspective, this is not the first time that this has come up. Do you feel that this proposal is maybe better drafted or just better suited to the area than the one that the Forest Service rejected the last time?
Absolutely. I think it recognizes some of the key concerns that the community and the town had in mind for that draft proposal, primarily addressing water usage, where you're going to get your water from, and addressing that need. And as well as the reduction in density for commercial purposes. And Stilo's come in with, a very generous, currently they're promising not to use any groundwater for commercial purposes, as well as a 33% reduction in the commercial uses.
So let me ask you about the water, because I think I read that the idea is to truck the water in, is that right?
Currently, that's what they're proposing. Right now, it is still up to Stilo to find out how to actually fix that overall problem, of course, when they submit their plans to the town, if it doesn't fit the needs of the area, and then we will review at that time. You know, for now, we're just doing things right. We're trying to take things one step at a time. And the first thing is to, incorporate a road into the plans.
Do you get the sense that the plan for water, obviously it could change over time, but is it sustainable to bring it in that way?
Currently it's a viable option for hundreds of residents in the area. This is how they get their water is by trucking in. And so it's not a perfect solution by any means. And it's not a long-term solution. We're talking short-term. And so we're hoping in the future, as we continue discussion and continue exploring, how to ultimately solve the problem of water in the area, that we'll find something that's viable for everybody in the area. And then we're open to any and all options.
I'm curious, if this development were to go forward, sort of the whole package of it, what would that mean for your town?
It changes everything. Currently right now in the town, there is no affordable housing. It is connected to your job. If you don't work up near in the area in Tucson or in the Grand Canyon Village, you don't live up there. Employers, they have tremendous power over the way you live your life. You have to ask for permission for basic things. You want to get married. You want to have a dog. You want to have a child. You ask to have permission to be able to grow into a larger housing. If they don't have it available, then you just don't have the space to be able to kind of, make life decisions. And so we're hoping to bring that back to the people overall, to be able to kind of make those basic life choices and be able to kind of live your life the way, we're intended to, kind of create some stability for the area. It's a very transient population. And so we'd like to see people become invested in the community. And we think this is kind of a fundamental way of doing that.
I'm wondering if, as you say, a lot of the housing is tied to jobs. If the city's ability to build affordable housing is kind of also tied to a developer's proposal, does that run into any of the same kinds of problems?
As far as the
town's not really doing this on its own. It's still sort of tied to another entity, the fact that this housing would exist.
Well, currently there is no private land available in the area. And so we are at the woes of entities and corporations to be able to provide land and kind of broker deals. And so Stilo was kind of the first one to offer something like this that we know of. And we took advantage of that to provide for our citizens. It's, we've made no qualms about the fact that from the beginning in 2010 when they incorporated that affordable housing was our topmost priority and trying to change the quality of life and improve it But we also think not only that, though, but we can improve the guest experience up here. Currently, we have over 6 million people visiting the canyon. I don't know if you visited on a busy Memorial Day weekend, but you could be waiting in line to get just into the park for an hour and a half, 2 hours. And so we're hoping to be able to mitigate that by allowing a place that you can come and actually stay in Tucson. There's very limited hotel space at the moment. And then we can integrate that in with our kind of our multimodal plan that we have for the area to help alleviate some of the stress in the park. This would also allow opportunities for people living inside the park, the opportunity to be able to come outside, you know, reducing the strain on the resources there inside the park as well.
All right. That is Brady Harris, Vice Mayor of the town of Tucson near the Grand Canyon. Mr. Vice Mayor, thank you.
Thank you so much.